morning, friends. You're very welcome. I'm Adrian Flannelly, and we plan to be with you for the next couple of hours. And again, you're welcome and very welcome. We're coming to you live from New York City, where the weather couldn't be better. It's a lovely morning, and it seems like following a very good week, generally, anyway, we could well wind up with, even a better week coming up. Not so in Ireland, though the good news is that most of the country survived a huge storm that battered Cork and then other places throughout the world, out the country. But for those of us who came from the west of Ireland, it was okay, escaped. Anyway, so much for the weather on both sides of the Atlantic. I'm sure Kevin O'Connor, when he joins us about an hour from now, Kevin will fill us in on not only the details of, not only the news and the details of news from Ireland, but, well, wouldn't you know it, the Irish government, the newly formed Irish government, had a party, so they did. Okay. And in Galway, in Clifton in County Galway, on Wednesday evening. And it was indeed a very honorable occasion. It was the 50th anniversary of the Oireachtas golf outing, the Irish Parliament golf outing. And so far, they were all right. Now, the problem was that the night before, the government, the powers that be, said, if any of you people are planning on having a party, well, keep it small. As a matter of fact, if you're going to have anybody over to the house, keep it at 6. And, you know, events like weddings and other areas where you might have a lot of those where social distancing is not even is very hard to keep in such an environment. No, you will have to knock that back. But wouldn't you know it? The golf outing brought 80 plus people to the hotel. Now, there's a lot of a lot of hammering tongues and general upset with not only the event, but anyway. A lot of them are scurrying now to come up with a good reason why they were there in the first place. Now, very, tell you, they make great cases altogether, but government ministers flailed from one end to the other, and they're going to have a small crowd next year, that's for sure. But in the meantime, I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about that. But that seems to be the headline news coming from Ireland this morning. And all of this is happening at a time when the Irish government ministers are on their holidays. And fair play to them. They get 6 weeks holidays. And there you are. And obviously some of them felt that if they're on their holidays, can't they do whatever they want? Well, that one backfired a bit. Anyway, that And of course, the good news is that on our side of the Atlantic here, everything is cool, calm, and collected politically. Everybody is being highly entertained with the Democratic conventions this week, Democratic convention, and now the Republican convention coming up for 4 days next week. And it's great. We're beside ourselves. It's great. It's great altogether for, you know, now all the television programs are putting on, you know, repeating stuff. Many of us have seen this before. And here we have live entertainment all week long. Honest to God, sometimes we have to say that we are extremely lucky. Yeah. Now, on this morning's program, which began at 9 o'clock on Irish Radio, on from New York Time 9 to 10, Glucksman Ireland House at NYU, of course, hosts a program, and the program is called as Irish American Life. And again, it is not only coordinated and produced, but it's hosted by Dr. Miriam Nyhan Gray. It airs on WNYE 91.5 FM in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and it live streams worldwide on, obviously, on Glucksman Ireland House NYU website and on irishradio.com. And on today's Irish American Life, Dr. Miriam Nyhan Gray pays tribute, of course, to the late Pete Hamill by sharing part two audio of, indeed, a tribute to Pete in December of 2018. And it was organized by Glucksman Ireland House, a stellar lineup of award-winning journalists and writers, including, you know, Mike Barnicle and Sam Roberts, Peggy Noonan, and a number of others, including Charles Sinnott. You know, fabulous. A great tribute, and indeed a great tribute to not only New York University, but to Glucksman Ireland House. The archives, you know, contain a trove of, you know, the decades of great archives there, including, of course, the one that Miriam broadcast this morning. But Glucksman Ireland House, again, our association with the Glucksman Ireland House is one we're very proud of. And indeed, this might be a good time for me to remind you, friends, that you are listening to irishradio.com. It's the Flannelly Show live from New York. And we are live streaming our program worldwide. Easiest way to reach us is Anya at irishradio.com. And who's Anya? Who's Anya? Anya is Anya Sheridan, and she's from Longford. And she is vice president of just about everything. No. That's Joe Biden. Okay, she's president of Flannelly Promotions, Irish Radio Network, USA, and irishradio.com, and my boss. And so that's why, if you want to go right to the top, yes, no, the buck stops with Anya at irishradio.com. And she's the one that, mind you, tells me to move things along. You must have been otherwise occupied, aren't you? Because you generally you would be in before now giving me the heave-ho. Let's start with music, and we'll have plenty of it today. Martin O'Connor starts off with some Liquid Sunshine. We're talking about restrictions in travel around Ireland. Of course, that's nothing to make light of, considering, our own story here is less than roaring success. And unfortunately, this is not a great time to be visiting Ireland. As a matter of fact, you need to cool your heels if you do go over there to Ireland. 2 weeks in, confinement and isolation. Yeah, keep your nose inside the door wherever you're going in Ireland. However, that's happening all over the world and in our country as well here. And we all know the reasons, so there's no need to dwell on it. However, I want to tell you about Tourism Ireland, ireland.com, Tourism Ireland, and their website. Every day, I am sure, for the benefit of great numbers of people, not just from North America, but from around the world, who miss, and which of us doesn't, the opportunity to visit Ireland now. They have really done a tremendous job with showing video clips, photographs of every inch of the island of Ireland. And again, it's kind of, you know, it's your newspaper, it is your magazine, it is your picture, it's your movies, it's everything that you'd want to know about Ireland. And, you know, someday we will be going, but in the meantime, even if we're not getting there anytime soon, it's a great website to get on there, and you'll see a lot of stuff that's happening at home. Ireland.com. That's Ireland.com. All right. There is a tune. It's a Scottish a tune, and it's called Slieve Gallan Bray. And it is, indeed, it's a beautiful instrumental, and if we had to hear probably one of the best versions of that song, we'd have to go to an album called The Musical Taste of Ireland and Paddy Noonan. Again, Slieve Gallan Bray. The Flannelly Show, live from New York City, IrishRadio.com. Find a better rendition there of Slieve Gallan Bray, be sure to let me know, because I wouldn't have it here. Jesse Owens, Michael Jesse Owens, sings about Botany Bay.
Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty line, farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks, the hell with your overtime. For the good ship ragamuffin, the lion out of 6 days. For the chain gold hat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. I'm on me way down to the quay where the big ship lies in the bay. To command the gang of navvies I was told to engage. I stopped in port to drink a while, thought it was okay. For to take a trip on an emigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your turkey line. Farewell your gangways and the gangplanks, the hell which will overshine. For the good ship ragamuffin, his lion and sick pay. For the safe gold hat with the shovel on his back, did the shores about me pay. Australia, there we look for gold. The settings there first digging up, or so I have been told. And if I get an ocean, I'll go back to the cave. For to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your churchy line, farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks, the hell which will overshine. For the good ship ragamuffin, his lion has six days. For to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your churchy line, farewell to your gangways and again flying to hell which will overshine. For the good ship ragamuffin, his lion has six days. For to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
And Bridget O'Malley. Ah, what a lovely song here. And let's see, who's going to sing it for us now? All right, Kate Power. Well, take it away.
Bridget O'Malley, you have my heart shaken with the hopeless desolation. I'll have you to know it's the wonders of admiration your quiet face has taken, and your beauty will haunt me wherever I go. The pale sands, the pale stars above the thorn tree are cold beside my darling, but no purer than she. I gaze upon the cold, no stars drown in the warm sea, and the bright eyes of my darling are never. have my heart shaken with the hopeless desolation. I'll have you to know it's the wonders of adoration. Your quiet face has taken, and your beauty will haunt me wherever I go.
That could be one of those songs, like when we have a nice sing-along going, and you could always rely on somebody come in and throw a bit of lonesome in there. Yeah, well, that's there's your lonesome song for the day. If there are any more, you won't hear them here. Okay. Philomena Begley, Lift Us Up. Good. Okay. Crystal Chandeliers, The Flannelly Show, live from New York, irishradio.com, worldwide. Job. All right. An Italian song. Why would we play an Italian song? Why wouldn't we play an Italian song? Especially if it's by Finbar Wright. Oh, solo mio. Thank you.
if I could to give this back.
All together now. Right there, living right over you in an apartment. Wow. Ah, yeah. All right. Let's get a bit closer to home. Our too many cities are on. Okay, let's get out of the country. Let's actually go to the bog. Yes. Sometimes when people, you know, refer to you as a bog band, they don't mean that in the purest sense, but actually, it's a great profession. That's great.
Many people look at the bog as a place just lying dead. Nothing to do with the body, nothing to do with the head. Take me with the heather and the moss grows, the turf lies row after row out there. In the sun is dry, I breathe it in as I pedal on by with the kids and the dogs looking together. No matter what the weather, I'm a bog man. Deep down, where I come from, I'm a bog man. Deep down, where I come from, I'd love to see Arizona, but the West Australian sun. But my heart belongs to you. No matter where your traveling takes you, sure the bog will never leave you. Some people look for God above. Down the bog I found love, where the heather and the moss grow. The turf lies row after row out there. In the sun to dry, I breathe it in as I pedal on by with the kids and the dogs looking together, bringing in the turf. No matter what the weather, I'm a bog man. Down where I come from. Where I come from,
Okay, so the next time somebody tells you now you're a bug man, okay, and generally they're dubs, you know, or somebody, yeah, a lot of people who moved on to the bigger cities, many for the same reason we wound up in America, and a lot of our listeners wound up around the world. We went, but we brought a bit of Ireland with us anyway. So, but as I say, I'll get the odd one that says you bug me, and it is not a compliment. But there you are. By the way, that was Luca Bloom, and I think he made a pretty good job out of that one. Yeah. Okay, let's bring it back some 60 years. Say to the Rockaways here in New York City. It's Rockaway is actually, even though it's on the coastline, has a fantastic beach. It is one of it's in one of the five boroughs of New York City, and we'll take you back there. Okay, let's get around here. I think you might recognize music like this. The tune is called Chase Me Charlie, and if you stick with us right after that, we're going to have the Kings of Kerry on the Flannelly Show, live from New York City, irishradio.com. Cherish the Ladies, of an extremely popular group of musicians here, indeed founded by the daughters of a great number of musicians from, it reminded me there from that Rockaway era. Rockaway, again, a seaside place, and but it was a great attraction indeed for those. It was a great summer place. All right, and you could a lot of people who would go down there for the summer and then head for retirement would wind up living their days down in Rockaway. Now, there are many other places, but in particular, when we mention Rockaways, we think, or Rockaway, although a couple of them, there's Far Rockaway, there's Rockaway, and a lot of other points along the way there. We think of not only a great party town, but also there were a lot of Irish, a lot of immigrants down there, and for many, it was, you know, the first time that they got to go to a beach. Well, a beach that would be, you know, the places throughout Ireland, and it's pretty hard, you know, you can get there. But for the Midlands of Ireland and indeed some of the counties, it would be a treat to get to, you know, to the beach. But again, enough about Rockaway. No, and I don't have it. Nobody is paying me to say that. No. Rockaway is a lovely place. Still is. I was telling you, Cherish the Ladies, a great group, again, started by, you know, Joni Madden, you know, and several of the other daughters. And they have been, again, not only in the New York area, but they literally travel the world. They've been to places you couldn't even find on the map. And then once in a while, and records, well, they have albums and records, you could stack them up, and you'd be tired when you get to the top of the heap. But once in a while, they do invite, you know, special guests. And I don't know whether is there any rule, you know, that says, hey, you know, I'm all for the Me Too movement, but could you ever get a fellow once in a while to do your, you know, invite him on the stage. Cherish the Ladies.
Oh, my boat can safely float in the teeth of wind and weather, and outrace the fastest hooker between Galway and Kinsale, where the white foam of the ocean and the dark clouds roll together. There she rises in her pride like a seagull o'er the waves. Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty every line, the queen of Connemara, she's that bounding bark of mine. When she's loaded down with fish, till the water lips the gummy out, none of them she'll take on board her that would drive the fly away. Like a ship she'll sail as gladly, like a greyhound from its kennel, and she'll land her silver shoal of fur on our Kinvara's key. Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty.
The group Cherish the Ladies, the program of the Finally Show, IrishRadio.com worldwide. You know, a lot of people in thinking about going to Ireland and in wondering, you know, about what shape, kind of shape their Irish passports are in. Maybe a lot of them are, you know, have expired. And one might say, well, I suppose we have to wait now to have those passports updated. Until things settle down, not so. The Irish consulates throughout the United States, and I want to you know, parochialize it because, and tell you about the Irish consulate right here in New York City. They're open and operating. However, you know, maybe remotely or whatever. But if you were, you know, if you'd like to get your passport, your Irish passport in order, and it has a great sense of pride for, you know, particularly Irish Americans, to hold two passports. Obviously, your U.S. passport or your North American passport, your Canadian passport. But if you have a relative, if you one of your grandparents, for instance, was born in Ireland, yeah, you can get an Irish passport. And for many people, it was a nice thing to have. Yeah, well, it's a nice thing to have now because there are many countries and areas where the American passport is not accepted, but the Irish passport is. Anyway, a wink is as good as a nod to a blind horse. I'm only telling you that this might be a good time to get in touch with the Irish consulate in New York. And you want the information, be handy enough to have it. Anyway, it's a DFA, this is the website, DFA.ie and / New York. And you can find out a lot of information, what you can do, what you can't do. And there it is. 212-319-2555. But I would suggest the best place to get your information is DFA. Think of Department of Foreign Affairs .ie and New York or wherever you are. DFA.ie, and then wherever you are in the United States, or for that matter, throughout the world, your / and put in where you're currently living, and you'll get that information. Oh, all right. Kildare, as we will hear from Kevin O'Connor shortly, Kildare is probably one of the beauty spots of Ireland. It's known as the Horsey Country, and it has the greatest land in Ireland and the greatest scenery. One of the areas that is and has been traditionally associated with, say, the horse racing capital of Ireland is in Kildare, and the area is called the Curragh of Kildare. And well, Christy Moore, who actually is the Kildare man himself, will sing about it. And this will have particular, okay, meaning and you know, the Kildare people are very clannish. Not like us in Mayo, we don't plug that at all. And if we did, we wouldn't admit it. But I have relatives down there. My brother Tintin and his wife Alba Gunn, and I've nephews and nieces, the whole job lot of them. They grew up primarily in Kildare, and then of course they went to foreign places, you know, like Dubai, and where is it? Meath, Westmeath. I won't score any brownies with this one if I don't know exactly where my niece Katrina, where she lives. But anyway, I should have thought of that before I got into this. Now, and the Curragh of Kildare.
And the birds, they are singing in the trees. their little hearts are glad, but mine is very sad. For my true love is far away from me. The rose upon the briar, by the water running clear, gives joy to the linnet and the bee. Their little hearts are blessed, but mine it's not at rest. For my true love is absent from me, and its threat I will repair to the Cora of Kildare. For it's there I'll find tidings of my dear. All you that are in love and cannot it remove, I pity the pains that you endure. For experience lets me know that your heart.
By the way, the thought came to me, and my niece Katrina and her husband Niall and their daughter Phoebe, they moved out of Kildare. Well, she did anyway. She was stolen by your men and wound up in Navan. All right, I'm looking at the time here, and maybe we can squeeze in another song. Yeah, this time by Johnny McAvoy, and it's called The Gypsy. And this is before we get to Kevin O'Connor, IrishRadio.com worldwide.
Do you think that you're in love with me? Will you listen to what I say? You're too young to go with me, girl. I'll soon be on my way. Stop your silly crying now. How can I make you see? I am a gypsy rover, love, and you can't marry me. Go home, girl, go home. You met me at the market when your ma was not with you. You liked my long blonde ringlets and my handkerchief of blue. Although I'm very fond of you and you've asked me home to tea, I am a gypsy rover, love, and you can't come with me. Go home, girl, go home. Your brother is a peeler, and he would put me in jail if he knew I was a poacher and I hunt your lord's best quail. Your daddy is a gentleman, and your mammy's just as grand. But I'm a gypsy rover, love, I'll not be your husband. Go home, girl, go home. The hour is drawing on now, and your ma's expecting me. Don't tell her that you let me here or I'm a gypsy. Leave go of my jacket now, your love will have to wait. See, I am 22 years old and you're only 8. Go home, girl, go home. Go home, girl, go home.
And over to Ireland, and I'm not sure where Kevin O'Connor is. He's come up from Mount Juliet.
No, it didn't go down there yet.
Oh.
And I was nearly in Connemara during the week. And, of course, I would have been involved in that golf outing. And the government now is in crisis over that Iraqis golf outing attended by 81 people on Wednesday night. The lockdown has been extended in Kildare. The economy is in contract by 8.5%, and Trump's Doonbeg Hotel and Golf Club are being investigated by the FBI. Some of the top stories is unbeaten Leinster host Munster in a return of Pro 14 rugby tonight. Leinster are -9 with the bookies, but I think Munster, with 3 international signings in the last couple of weeks, are good value at +9 in this game. Also, Katie Taylor is involved in a $1 million rematch with Delphine Persoon. Katie puts her unbeaten pro record and 4 world lightweight belts on the line in this rematch. The coalition was plunged into the worst crisis of its 8-week life yesterday after being rocked by the resignation of Minister for Agriculture Dara Dalleri following current controversy over the Oireachtas Golf Society dinner attended by 81 on Wednesday night. Politicians in all parties reported a wave of intense public anger following the revelation that the Oireachtas Golf Society held a dinner in Clifton, County Galway, attended by 81 people in apparent contravention of COVID-19 restrictions. TD said they had rarely witnessed such a depth of feeling on a political issue. The three party leaders held an emergency meeting yesterday as the controversy raged and agreed to maintain a joint approach to the crisis. Senior figures on the three parties stressed the event had nothing to do with the government, though sources concealed the impact on public trust in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael politicians generally could harm cooperation with lockdown restrictions. The event is now the subject of a Garda investigation into possible breach of COVID restrictions. Under COVID-19 regulations, it is a criminal offence to organise an event with a large number of people than is permitted. Mr. Cleary resigned yesterday after it was revealed he attended the event organised by the Oireachtas Golf Society, a group of current and former politicians and friends. He became the second cabinet minister to depart since the government was formed less than 2 months ago. The last coherlook of the Senate, that's the deputy chairman, Fine Gael Senator Gerry Cuthmer, also resigned, while Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael senators who attended were told they would lose the party whip. But European Commissioner Phil Hogan, who also attended, said he would not resign, insisting he believed the event had been organized in accordance with government guidelines. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said Mr. Hogan should apologize and acknowledge public outrage about the event, but did not call for him to resign. In a statement yesterday, Mr. Hogan's spokesman said the commissioner does apologize for any distress caused by his attendance. Apparently, they got clearance from the Hotel Federation to run the event in two separate rooms. And that's what they did, and they thought they were in the clear with that, but apparently they're not. And, of course, the newly appointed Supreme Court Judge Seamus Wolfe issued a statement expressing his apologies for attending, as did the former RTE broadcaster Sean O'Rourke and other attendees. Mr. Cleary, who is unfortunate because he's a non-golfer, and he went there to recognize it was the 50th anniversary of the Oireachtas Golf Society, and they were recognizing former chairman and Oireachtas captain and president Mark Killilea, the late Mark Killilea, and he was there to honor the late Mark Killilea. But he apologized to the country, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and the government for having undermined the national effort to combat the spread of COVID-19. Tony Cassidy, the former TD and senator, who is the president of the society, and himself a hotelier, he apologized unreservedly on behalf of the society and said it was not our intention to disregard government or health authorities' advice. And then he added, "I've been legally advised not to make any further comment at this time. I confirm that I will fully cooperate with the Gardaí investigation." So it's all happening on the golf front. But the controversy over the golf dinner and the subsequent resignation of Darragh Cleary was a spectacular end to the worst week the government has endured since its formation. And, of course, now the future of the administration is now seriously in question. The ability of the government to function effectively into the future now depends on how it manages the return to school next month, the resurgence in COVID-19 infections in a couple of counties, and, of course, the leaving certificate results, which will be announced in the next 2 weeks. Kildare's local lockdown has been extended by 2 weeks, while tight restrictions have been lifted in Offaly and Laois, the Cabinet announced this week. Speaking at a post-Cabinet press conference, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly said a debt of gratitude is owed to the people of Kildare, Laois and Offaly. The spread of the virus is being suppressed, he said. People of Kildare, Laois and Offaly are saving lives in their communities. They have saved lives across the island, he said. We all owe them a debt of gratitude. The remains of Donegal father John Mullen, aged 49, and his two children, Tomás, 14, and Amelia, aged 6, were killed when their car plunged off the road into Loch Foyle on Thursday night, will be brought home today. Their mother, Geraldine Mullen, aged 45, managed to escape and pulled both children from the car, but was unable to save them. Bystanders had to hold her to prevent her plunging again into the rough water of the Foyle. The government has been urged to carry out a total review of Fáilte Island to reassure tourism businesses that the state agency is fit for purpose after Michael Cawley, its chairman, resigned during the week. Cawley offered his resignation to Catherine Martin, the Minister for Tourism, in a phone call after it emerged that he had holidayed in Italy, despite Fáil to Ireland encouraging members of the public to shun foreign trips in favour of domestic breaks. The economy will contract by 8.5% this year as a result of the economic shock triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, rating agencies Moody's has warned. The agency, which had previously predicted only a small economic contraction of 1.6% of gross domestic product, said the government's prudent management of the economy to date would not be enough to prevent a recession in 2020. Finally, the American Democracy Legal Fund, a self-described government watchdog group, has sent letters asking officials to investigate the Trump Organization and its international golf courses, including its course and hotel in Doonbeg, County Clare, for apparent fraud and asset inflation. The left-leaning group sent the letters to the FBI and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office last week. It claimed that the Trump Organization had repeatedly reported fraudulent financial details to the U.S. Office of Government Ethics while reporting a different set of numbers to UK and Irish regulators. Both of the letters relate to investigations into the company's hotels in the UK and Ireland. They reference Trump International Golf Links and Hotel Doonbeg, owned by President Trump. And the letter claims that from 2014 to 2018, Trump Doonbeg had reported a loss each year totaling 10.4 million euro. It then goes on to claim that Trump, in the annual financial disclosure report, has represented that during the same period, Doonbeg generated an income in excess of $10.5 million each year, totaling $62.7 million. Kevin O'Connor in Ronwood, down to Wicklow, and some showers today, and it's at 72 degrees. Sean of Glengalera.
Kevin, I'm tempted to make hay out of the Trump story there, but I tell you, those in glass houses should not throw stones. So we'll skip over that one. But the golf outing in Clifton in County Galway, with 80 people in attendance. You know, when we were kids, and I'm sure you too, Kevin, dropping the F-bomb or any form of cursing will be out of the question. You could wind up with a ring in your ear for the rest of your life. So we used to settle for the word silly. But if there was anything as silly as that at a time when the Irish government are struggling to make their mark, and besides, they're on their 6-week vacation holiday. I can't imagine anything more silly than that.
Yes, but the only thing was they did check with the Hotel Federation and thought that 50 was the numbers that were there before this golf outing, and they felt if they held it in two separate rooms that it would be okay and it wouldn't affect the regulations. But when the word got out, they're all apologizing, and two or three of them resigning, a Supreme Court judge looking at his position, and of course the European Commissioner Phil Hogan also, he consulted with his boss over in Brussels, and they said he apologized to them and he's okay. But very unfortunately, Derek Cleary, who's not even a member of the golf society and doesn't play golf, but he went there with his wife to honor the late Mark Killalea, because the dinner was to honor Mark Killalea, former your MEP and government minister, who died a couple of years ago. And he was a founding member of the Golf Society. That's why he went there.
Yeah.
He's very unfortunate that he finds himself having to resign, and the second minister for agriculture to resign in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, I just want on that point. Now, the Hotel Federation, are they slipping into the background there, not acknowledging any responsibility for this at all?
Well, they have to accept responsibility because the organizers consulted with them before the function was held to know were they okay to hold this function with 81 people, and they said to run it in two separate rooms in the hotel. And there was a partition between the two rooms, so they were able to meet each other. And of course, it's supposed to be 50, including staff as well.
Yeah.
But they had two rooms, and they felt they were okay with two rooms. But all these regulations, new regulations, came out on the Wednesday. As I said, Derek Cleary is very unfortunate.
Yes, and he's from my hometown, from Ballina, and a very decent fellow, and comes from, a line of Cleary politicians. But
grandfather and father and government minister before him. So very, very unfortunate.
Now, is there, Kevin, in your opinion, was that an overreaction? Because it would seem to me like this was, you know, overnight, and you have these rash of, resignations and apologies and everything else. I mean, I'm not, in a position to either defend, but from the outside, you know, you will remember, indeed, when we go back to, a friend of yours and mine, and definitely Anya, Albert Reynolds, panic set in.
There was panic because a lot of people were saying on radio yesterday, in particular, I couldn't go to my father's funeral. Only eight were allowed in the church, and I had to wait outside, etc., etc. And people, I couldn't hold my wedding because they wouldn't allow more than 50, so I had to postpone it. But mainly the phone calls were from people who couldn't go to funerals, funerals of their parents or whatever, or uncle. Because only 10 people were allowed in the church at the time. These were the angry phone calls.
I can understand that.
So there was kind of I felt I was down the deep south about 100 years ago, and they were looking for a lynching.
Yeah.
No, it was that kind of a feeling.
I know.
The last 2 days. And Anne and myself were thinking of going, but we weren't satisfied with the arrangements. We did think it would have been too many people going there, so we cancelled. We're both members of the golf society.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's unfortunate on a number of levels, not the least of which is, new government in basically, in formation right up until the time that they went on their holidays, and anything like the controversies, stirred up at a time when everybody is Ireland, one of the best countries in the world, with the implementation of lockdowns and to have that happen is it's more than unfortunate, as I say. I have to come back to the word silly.
But the anger of the people was there. Yeah. I mean, there was smoke practically coming out of the radio yesterday with the anger.
I know. And indeed, you mentioned Anne and yourself, your friends of Phil Hogan, the EU commissioner. He can't smell like a rose out of this one either.
But Phil apparently checked with the organizers beforehand and said, had they got clearance? And they told him they had got clearance from the Hotels Federation. And he was satisfied with that.
Mm.
And that's why he played in the outing.
So who's going to take the rap here at the end of the
day? There'd be interesting Garda investigation into this.
Yeah. Well, they took their time.
The government had decided on a Garda investigation into it. Did they breach the regulations knowingly? And, of course, they didn't knowingly because they got clearance from the Hotel Federation. Donny Cassidy, do you know Donny?
Of course, we've known Donny for... He was a great promoter back in the, I guess it was 60s, 70s.
Yeah, he still does it, I think, but I think his sons do it now. And Tony is a hotelier, very successful hotelier.
Yeah,
and
he did
apologize. He said he's precluded from saying, legally, from talking too much about it at the moment.
Well, legally or not, we know Donny, he'll find a way out of this one. Again, just on that, Donny Cassidy, he was by far the most prominent promoter of bands and groups and show bands. And
right.
He was
Oscar and Alan were his name.
Yeah. Well, you know... that happens, but will this blow over now that everybody's on vacation?
Well, I can't see them holding any golf outing while the pandemic is on while the pandemic is on, but they will go back and resume. And they normally hold just two outings a year, that's about all.
Yeah.
One in the summer and the other in November for a Christmas outing. But I doubt the Christmas outing, I wouldn't imagine, will take place now because of the public outcry, and if the pandemic is on, and will be on, of course, in November, so they won't be able to hold it then.
So now, what's the story with Kildare, your neighbouring county?
It's still there. They still have a problem. A lot of COVID problems there still, so they... It's continuing for another 2 weeks.
I want to ask you, though, are we back to what was considered to be the main problem in the first place? Kildare has, more than a share of meat plants there where social distancing, where, a lot of immigrants are taken in to work on those meat plants, and they're poorly cared for in the sense that they're all grouped in and lobbed in together in groups and in neighboring hotels or accommodation. Are we back to that again? Because from our side here, it would look like maybe they rushed. Because didn't they open up the meat plants together and say, go ahead, fire away?
They closed them for a couple of days, but they have opened them. But they're now, the lockdown is continuing for another 2 weeks in Kildare.
Yeah.
And it's lifted in Leash and Offaly. So they still have their problems in Kildare.
Yeah, and of course it would and deeply affect, a lot of people who we're just getting back into, sports and competitions.
There's just in schools, rugby alone, there are two schools in Kildare, and they're involved in the Junior Cup final and the Senior Cup final. And the Junior Cup final involved against BlackRock, and my grandson is playing for BlackRock, but they can't even think about a date because of the problems in Kildare. And I think it's Clongowes are in the final of the Senior Cup.
Yeah.
So they can't think of a date either for the Senior Cup. But even talking about rugby, it's great to see that Munster or Leinster are back in action tonight at 7:30, and Connacht and Ulster are playing tomorrow in the return of the Pro 14 League. That's terrific.
As I said,
Munster are +9 with 3 international signings, 2 of them in the World Cup. So I think that they're reasonably good bets at +9.
Right.
Tonight against Leinster.
And, either way, you kind of, you're all right there. Are you leaning towards, the Munster? Is that your...
Munster +9, which means they have to be beaten by 10 for me to lose. So I'm taking that bet because of the 3 signings, terrific signings that Munster have had in the last couple of weeks.
Great. Well, good luck to you on that, Kevin. All right.
Yep.
And again, thank you, Kevin O'Connor, there with news and sports from Ireland, from Roundwood and County Wicklow. And he really has a way not only of bringing us the news, but he's as sharp as a tack when it comes, to telling us what's going on in Ireland. Okay, we'll get back and get some music. You know, we have, over the years and still in Ireland, and I'm sure there RTE, which is the National Radio and Television Broadcast of Ireland, they still must be doing, as we're doing a lot here now, in repeating shows. But one of the stars of Ireland who made he has probably one of the few entertainers, I'm talking about Daniel O'Donnell from Donegal, and he just, for reasons that perhaps other groups might be trying to figure out, though it's a bit late in the day now, but Daniel O'Donnell made great strides across the United States. He's an easygoing guy, but he had a singer, a female singer with him, Mary Duff, for all those years, and he indeed, for those who love Daniel O'Donnell, I'll tell you, they were like, it was like, you know, the bread and jam, and she was, you know, the jam. Mary Duff, the song, My Irish Molly, the program, The Flannelly Show, live from New York City. Yeah, well, obviously that would overcome well. Friends, what were you saying about that?
Does anybody have a B-flat on them up there?
Ah, you're all right, Daniel. Yeah, continue now on your own like a good lad. The Lark, and The Lark in the Morning, and The Merry Ploughboys, the name of the group, and it goes like this.
Morning, she rises off her nest. She goes off in the air with the jewel on her breast. And like the merry cowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the jewel on her wing. Oh, Jonah the cowboy, he is a dashing blade. He goes whistling and singing over yonder leafy glade. He met with dark-eyed Susan, she's handsome, I declare. He is far more enticing than the birds all in the air. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes off in the air with the jewel on her breast. And like the merry cowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the jewel on her wing. As they were coming home from the rakes of the town, the meadow being all mown and the grass had been put down. As they perchance to tumble all in the new mown hay, oh, it's just we now or never, this young girl she'd obey. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes off in the air with the jewel on her breast. And like the merry cowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the jewel on her wing. 20 long weeks they were over and were past. Her mother asked the reason why she thickened round the way. It was the merry cowboy, the maiden she did say. For he asked me to tumble all on the new mown hay. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes off in the air with the jewel on her breast. And like the merry cowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the jewel on her wing. Here's a health to you cowboys, wherever you might be, that likes to have a funny laugh, sitting on his knee. With a friend of good strong porter, he'll whistle and he'll sing, and the cowboy is as happy as a prince or a king. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes off in the air with the jewel on her breast. And like the merry cowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the jewel on her wing.
The show band era in Ireland, which indeed became very successful. Of course, show bands in England and throughout Britain at the time, they were making great strides, but there were a lot of musicians in Ireland, up-and-coming musicians. And having the sessions, you know, getting together in the local halls or indeed, many a garage, as they were known in Ireland, the garage would be, a place where some musicians would get together. And the next thing you know, they'd get together. And they were fantastic. One such group were known as the Indians, and it sounded like this. Okay, and of course they would take songs and tunes that were popular at the time, either, you know, in Britain or the United States. Anyway, I want to take it back to, well, just the early 70s. Yeah, the Indians. And here we go. They'll starting off with Let It Be There.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know, surely you know, I'll always want to be there, holding your hand and standing by to catch you when you fall, seeing you through in everything you do. Let me be there in your morning. Let me be there in your night. Let me take whatever's wrong and make it right. Let me take you to that wonderland that only you can share. All I ask you is let me be there. Watching you grow and going through the changes in your life. That's how I know, that's how I know. I'll always want to be there whenever you feel you need a friend to lean on. Here I am whenever you call. You know I'll be there. Let me be there in your morning. Let me be there in your night. Let me take whatever's wrong and make it right. Let me take you to that wonderland that only you can share. All I ask you, let me be there. Let me be there in your morning. Let me be there in your night. Let me take whatever's wrong and make it right. Let me take you to that wonderland that only you can share. All I ask you is let me be there.
To take, and you know, I know that's a lot of entertainers and musicians all over the world, and you know, are not able to perform live while we're under this scourge, this plague of the coronavirus. It's tough. Some of them, mind you, are indeed providing entertainment from, you know, from their own cubbyhole, wherever they are. And they give an opportunity, indeed, for their fans and for, you know, to help them out during this time. And no harm in, you know, in doing that as well. Some households were doing very nicely, thank you, particularly, you know, career musicians and entertainers. Just as with many others in other professions, have nothing coming in. And it's tough. There are, on the other hand, there are theatrical companies, as you probably know, Broadway, and all, you know, off-Broadway theaters, dance halls, anywhere where people normally would gather. Here and in Ireland, excuse me, here and in Ireland, they're on hold. Creative, as the Irish Rep, and other theatres, of course, they had to become creative, and of course, if you're going to do that, you might as well be in the arts anyway. But Charlotte Moore and Kieran O'Reilly at the Irish Repertory Theatre produced, Broadway Podcast Network, and they've been doing a great job, as in fact, like I say, a lot of a great number of theatres, including the Irish Arts Centre here in New York, and I'm sure around the United States. They didn't have much time to think about this other than to say, how do you take stage performances and make them interesting enough? How do you take actors who normally would work together on a stage and then get them to work remotely? Well, it's hard enough to do it on the stage, as we know. But they have done it. And so generally, like, it's the performances live online are like 3-4 days, and they are producing with, to the amazement of many people, including ourselves here, they're able to produce plays, and they're doing a hell of a job. Now, to find out more about what the Irish Rep does, when their performances are, and they're on top of everything else, you know, they're restricted by actors' equity and the unions and whatever, but having said all of that, they are doing, a fantastic job. I would suggest logging on to irishrep.org, that's irishrep.org, or the telephone number box office is 212-727-2737. But again, tis a nil wind that blows no good, because, most of us, if we wanted to go and see an experienced live theatre, would have to go to, say, the Irish Repertory Theatre right here in New York City and the Chelsea District. Now, if you're within the sound of my voice, which, despite a lot of people telling me to shut up, is, reaching throughout the world, why don't you log on to irishrep.org and you'll be able to see what normally you would never get a chance to see, and that is Irish theatre live performances on social media remotely. God, that's enough to put the hair standing on the back of your neck. But they're doing it. irishrep.org. Okay. Carmel Quinn. Indeed, an amazing lady who came from Dublin as a singer. And, her story is so well known, but I'll give you the short version of it. She came here, and her husband owned a dance hall in Dublin, and before they got married, he took her over here, and he was, Bill Fuller was his name. He owned places, or ran places like the City Centre Ballroom in New York, and the Carmel Quinn Hall in Boston, I'm sure a lot of other places as well. But she became a star, and she, of course, it was around the time that Arthur Godfrey had a television program. Matter of fact, he had a radio program too, but he had his television program, and he was Salters by Carmel Quinn. And then she just took off from there and spent a lifetime performing, and up until recently, you know. But in the early days, she was recording songs and tunes like the one we're about to hear now, The Valley of Slieve na Mann. Okay. Carmel, take it away.
Alone, all alone, by the wave was strand, all alone in the crowded hall. For the hall it was gay, and the waves they were grand, but my heart wasn't there at all. Paris lights far away by night and by day, to the time and the joys that are gone. No, I never will forget the sweet friends that I met in the valley of Slieve na Mann. By night and by day, I will ever, ever pray, as lonely this life goes on, just to see my flag unfurled, and my lover to
Carmel Quinn, there, no harm to let her write it. Okay, you feel like singing? Or what do you do? Now you might as well try it anyway. Come on. The White Rover.
The clock can carry mountains. I met with Captain Farrell, and this morning he was hunting. White horse to give me sister, and then to give me ranger. Hit and the river, my new army born with fever. With the wind of a million of a laugh. What for the Danny O? What for the Danny O? This is the end of the job. I counted out his money, it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket, and they took it home to Jenny. She cried and she sighed, but she never was seen. The devil takes the women, they never can be easy. With her ring, I'm a new number now. What for the daddy-o? What for the daddy-o? The Christy in the car. With her ring, I'm a new number now. What for the daddy-o?
Beggar's bush at the side of an old packing case, and the dog on the end of his line were dancing as he groomed with a smile on his face.
Come day, go day, wishing in the heart it was someday. Drinking for the little call of me, whiskey on
day.
Well, some stormy night, if you're passing that way, and the wind's blowing up from the sea, you can still hear the songs of old that day, as he croons with a smile on his face.
Come day, oh day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drink a buttermilk all week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, oh day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drink a buttermilk all week, whiskey on a Sunday.
Could I bring a whiskey?
Not a drink of gin. Could I bring three or four six blacks? I don't know. But the cook has to stay on me. My head's got a football. I think you're the guy. They'll make me old, me old man.
Wasn't that a party? Could I take a great group? Waiter like a blue. Talk about it.
Obviously, that was a party anyway, and a pretty good one at that. Okay, all right, fellas.
Later on, I'll remember the words again.
Yeah.
Now, please. This is a song that brings us to a lovely county of Ireland called County Cavan.
All right, and unfortunately, that was very nice, except we don't have a Cavan song. Well, we have plenty of them, but we can't come up with one that quickly. I mean, if you told us what you were... look good today, we could maybe have done. But I tell you what, the Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland, from north, south, border, long before there was a Belfast, a Good Friday agreement, the Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland were getting together, not a bother on them, and they were coming up with all kinds of, you know, tunes, and they could tackle anything. Of course they did their Irish music, but also they would take, for instance, the Broadway show, the ABBA, they would take tunes like that and belt them out. And maybe for that might be a good way to bring us to the end of the program here. Okay. Now, these excellent musicians an ad hoc band, Catholic, Protestant, Northern Ireland, yeah. And believe me, they weren't oblivious, you know, to the strife and to the crime and the hardships that were going on during the Troubles in Ireland. But they made their own contribution by getting together and showing that, yeah, music is a great soother. It gets us all together. And that's a good thing to remember these days, I suppose. Okay. Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland with the music of ABBA on IrishRadio.com. Yeah, in a land where, of course, division and oppression is no stranger to the island of Ireland before their time, it was great to have, you know, I mentioned Catholic, Protestant, how about nationalists and unionists, and people who had, were carrying plenty of traditional baggage, all just saying, we can't wait for better days, let's do something, let's get together now. And maybe that's what we should be thinking of ourselves. You know, we're not the only ones. This COVID-19 is wreaking havoc. And other than wishing, you know, all of us, you know, a way out of this, in the meantime, let's just... again, do the best we can and kind of stick together because we're all in it together. Okay. Áine Sheridan and myself, Adrian Flannelly, hope that you have enjoyed our program. And in fact, if you have, then pass it on to your friends. And, okay. And we're with... Okay, yes. We come to you live on... Saturday mornings, New York time, from 9 in the morning until 12 or thereabouts. And, well, all of our interviews are archived, so if there's one that maybe you'd like to hear again, one you never heard in the first place, just go on to IrishRadio.com. And what we absolutely might recommend is... that if when you go to IrishRadio.com, you can get the entire programs that come from Glucksman Ireland House at NYU, and it's a program called This Irish American Life. It is hosted by Dr. Miriam Nyhan Gray. And of course, so from Áine Sheridan and myself, Adrian Flannelly, and we have a young fellow here that helps us every weekend, and he is indeed a Sheridan. He's a nephew of Anya's, a nephew of mine. He's a great lad altogether, and his name is Daniel Kosuski. And Daniel, okay, terrific. He's a great guy. I don't know what we'd do without him. Friends, God bless. Thank you for listening.